Hey everyone, welcome back to the Handlebar Podcast. On this episode, you are actually going to be listening to one of our YouTube exclusive sessions that we've been doing. A lot of you guys have been asking if we could make them available on our podcast platform, which we have. But if you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, go ahead and go to YouTube and hit that subscribe button. That way you can stay up to date with any new episodes or any new content that we upload. So these sessions have honestly been so much fun, and we've heard so much great feedback from you guys. So yeah, anyway, without further ado, we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Handlebar Sessions. We are excited to be back. We just finished season 5, and so in between season 5 and season 6 are sessions. Something cool about sessions is they are YouTube only. So like, subscribe, share. We're glad you're here. You got Elissa and I today. We're going to jump in.
I don't know why I waved at you. I don't know.
It was your way to me. All right, we're going to jump in. Sarah Beth has a question. She's going to ask
I have the question.
If you do not know sessions, before you ask that, 10 minutes, they're much shorter, they're condensed, there's only two of us, then we'll give you handlebars, and we're excited you're here. If you do not know, we have an online merch store. Check it out. It's on our website. And then if you want to ask questions, you can do that on our website as well. So, Sarah Beth, hit us
with
the
question. Here's the question. I love this question. How do you strengthen relationships with siblings? And then in parentheses, all of us are adults. This is from Priscilla. She's 24 from Kapolei, if I didn't butcher that, Hawaii. Thanks for the question, Priscilla. It's a good one.
How do you strengthen relationship between siblings?
This is perfect for you guys.
And we're all adults. All right, 10 minutes. Starting
all adults.
Now, let's talk siblings.
Sister. Well, brother, sister.
What? I'm a brother.
Brother, sister.
If you guys do not know, we are siblings.
We are siblings. We look so much alike.
You think we do?
No, I think like our expressions are. Because I feel like most of the time people are like, I would never know you guys were related. But then when they talk to us.
But then some people are like, oh, yeah. I see it right away.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of have one or the other, but I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, how siblings. Have we strengthened our relationship?
As siblings, I think this one's tender.
It is actually, like if we actually went.
Yeah, because I think most people don't know our story, which our story I think is actually less about, you know, I've told it before that we weren't close, and I think it was less about us not being close, and I think it was more about our family just being broken in general.
Yeah.
Because on the other hand, I could look back at our story and I could say we were always close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had you know, the high school years and the sinner's years. And the sinful years.
Oh,
like where we were both kind of prodigals a bit. And
We didn't really talk to each other.
But yet today, but we've been through it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a flying fish.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I looked at the camera when you did that. Is that bad to look at the camera on these?
I don't know.
Hi.
I think, okay, flying fish, if you don't know flying fish, so.
Yeah. It's a restaurant. We did a prayer set together. And
after the prayer set?
Yeah.
I think I was the one that was upset.
You were mad.
But
Sarah
then
Beth
I made
was,
you upset.
Was there. Yeah.
And then we went to Flying Fish to talk about it, and that was just bad.
It was really bad.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was as bad as it could get.
Yeah.
But today, we're sitting on the couch together.
Forgiveness.
Doing the Handlebar Podcast.
Yeah.
Talking siblings. So...
talking siblings.
I don't know. I think strengthening the relationship with siblings,
that
there's so many different
loaded.
Places to go.
It's so loaded because you have so much history and you have, I can assume that you would respond to me the way that you always have, or I can trust that you've grown just as much as I've grown when I bring like something that's affected me or hurt me is because we know everything there pretty much is to know about each other. And we have past wounds, past hurts.
We've seen the worst in each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But actually, I think what's beautiful is that we both know the Lord. And so we both go to Him, you know, and I think it's helped us come to each other.
I think you have to want to be close, though.
Yeah, you have to want to.
Like, I think about, because you're my sister... because we've seen the worst in each other, you probably, next to Sarah Beth, are the one that can hurt me the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've seen the worst. You've seen the most. You've been that close to me. And so I say Sarah Beth because, you know, she's my wife, so she sees everything.
Mm-hmm.
We go to bed together. We wake up together, you know. Mm-hmm. But then next I would say you've seen the worst of me. And I think because of that, there's oftentimes for hurt, for wounds, and even in each other, you know, for us to mm-hmm. wrong each other. I think, you know, we've done episodes on conflict and relationship. But I think when I think of our relationship, I think something that has marked our relationship has been us both desiring to be close. We have both fought for each other.
Mm-hmm.
We have fought to say the hard thing, and we have fought to reconcile. We've fought to mm-hmm. forgive each other. And I think that's something that oftentimes siblings maybe aren't willing to fight for. I think specifically mm-hmm. of this question coming from, I forget the name, but the person who asked this question, how do you strengthen? What I hear in that question is a desire to be close to a sibling.
Yeah.
And my hopes and prayer for that person would be that the sibling also desires to be close. Because I think if you're willing to both desire to be close to each other, then mm-hmm. you're going to find yourself fighting for each other. And mm-hmm. I think of you and I think of how grateful I am that you have fought for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think yeah. sibling rivalry biblically is one of the biggest things that you see threaded throughout the scriptures. I mean, you have Cain and Abel. It's the first murder. You have Jacob and Esau. Jacob takes Esau's birthright. I mean, they come out of the womb and one of them is holding the heel of the other one. You have mm-hmm. Joseph and his brothers. You mm-hmm. have the David and Eliab. You have the disciples. You know, their biggest, mm-hmm. the most often conversation they had is who's the greatest, which I think oftentimes siblings have that conversation with each other. But the one sibling I think of in the Bible that they did not have a sibling rivalry, I think of Aaron and I think of Moses. And if you look at Psalm 133, it says, how precious is it when brothers dwell together in unity? It's like oil,
mm-hmm.
like the oil that runs down the beard of Aaron. And, mm-hmm. you know, I've always read that psalm and not thought much about it until I saw it in light of sibling rivalry. And I think Aaron is the one sibling in scripture that didn't have a rivalry with his brother slash sister. Like Moses mm-hmm. steps onto the scene as anointed by God to be a leader. Mm-hmm. And instead of Aaron getting bitter in his heart and being frustrated at Moses, he submits and humbles himself underneath the anointing and the calling that God had on his brother. And mm-hmm. I think because of that submission, you see in Psalm 133
wow.
where the anointing flows. And mm-hmm. I think one of the places I've seen the anointing of God the most is when you and I have honored each other, submitted to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think instead of trying to compete with one another, really yeah. love each other. And I think, you know, if someone's asking mm-hmm. this question, how do you strengthen the bond and relationship? I think see each other rightly and celebrate each other. Man, it's yeah. so hard for siblings to celebrate each other, but I yes. genuinely celebrate mm-hmm. in my heart when mm-hmm. you get opportunity that mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. only by the favor of God.
Yeah.
And it's taken me dealing with my heart to get there at times, but I think yeah. that has been something that has made mm-hmm. us close.
Yeah. I think too, like that whole comparison thing toward one another is, I think in some ways we've had it a little bit easier because there's only the two of us. Like you didn't have another brother and I didn't yeah, have another sister, you know?
Yeah.
yeah. So it's like, I can't imagine maybe what comparison looks like between sisters with style, hair, makeup, looks, like you can just so compare yourself. Brothers, it's probably different, but it still exists between a brother, sister as well. Yeah. And I think what you said about learning how to celebrate each other is huge. Because I think jealousy is the biggest enemy for siblings. It will take us out, you know, and then I think it has everything to do with what we believe too about our Heavenly Father, where like there can feel like, well, is there favoritism? Am I the least loved in this family? And then you have to fight for your position. Then you end up hating your brother or sister.
Right.
But I think that's something that we've both had to heal on our own, is knowing that God doesn't favor one of us more than the other. He just loves us differently because we are different than each other. You know, and so I think having this confidence of, I'm not trying to take what's yours anymore. I just want to celebrate what's yours. And then you turn around and celebrate what's mine. And then that feels like what we have multiplies. If that yeah. makes sense.
No,
but
totally.
anyway.
I'm just thinking of, honestly, this was not what I probably would have thought I would have answered had I prepared for this question, but I'm thinking of the power of celebration and celebrating each other, you know, like.
And having fun together.
Having fun together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a big one too, especially outside the church, finding hobbies.
Oh my gosh.
Apart from the church together.
Like, we love SpongeBob.
We do love SpongeBob. That is true. We grew up on SpongeBob.
We love water parks.
We love pickleball.
We love pickleball. Like, we go do things together still. Like, we act like children with each other still. And I think that's huge with your siblings to still have fun.
Right.
You know?
Wow. I love that. We go on hikes together.
We go on hikes. We play with your kids.
We did get a dog together, though.
Yeah, that was hard.
That you left with me, so.
No, you took.
Hmm.
He was always yours.
Mm.
Yeah. He was always yours.
Whoa.
You know? That's crazy. Sorry, Max.
Wow. Sorry, Max.
Where is he now, though?
Wow. Inner healing is happening right now. I hope that helps. Siblings. Okay. What would be our timer? We still have another minute before we jump into handlebars.
No.
So let's think. Give what? Boaz is asking for a story. A story in sibling.
Yeah, you deferred hard about Max. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, hurt your feelings.
All right. Let me think. Okay. I think it's... Okay. Here's a story of something that I think has helped our relationship.
Okay.
And I think of our phone calls. It's not a big story.
Yeah.
But I think oftentimes when I see your phone, when I see your name on my phone and my phone is ringing, I'll pick up and probably, I don't know, 7 times out of 10, there's probably something. Mm-hmm. You either need information for something or vice versa, or there's a reason we're calling. But I would say those 3 times out of 10, you know, when you've told me, like, well, I didn't want anything. I just was calling to say hi. I think those phone calls for me make my heart like skip a beat. And I feel so loved and I feel so seen and I feel so appreciated. And I know I've done the same thing for you where I'll call and I'll say, what are you doing? And you're like, oh, I'm at home. And, you know, I'll say, well, I didn't want anything. I just wanted to ask about your day. There's our timer.
Oh, timer.
And so I don't know, maybe that is a perfect handlebar to give, but I think that has been a deep thing that has given our relationship, maybe taken our relationship to the next level.
Yeah.
Is the depth we've gone in being intentional to reach out to each other. And that's going to be my handlebar for if you have a sibling, I'm going to say be intentional to reach out to that sibling. Be intentional to ask questions. Be intentional to... It takes nothing to pick up the phone and call your sibling.
Mm-hmm.
And to say, and even if they don't answer, to leave a voicemail that says, hey, didn't want anything. I was just thinking about you and I want you to know I love you. Was just calling to chat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody in their right mind is going to go, well, how dare you call me just to chat? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to go, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my handlebar. Be intentional to reach out to your sibling. If you want to grow with your sibling, if you want to grow in relationship, reach out to them.
Yeah, that's really good. I think my handlebar would be don't worry. Don't focus on the things that you don't agree on. Like, simply connect on the things that you do, if that makes sense. Like, I think for a lot of siblings who maybe, not every sibling is following the Lord. So there could be disagreement.
Yes.
You know, like, I think the biggest thing is, like, just loving each other where they are rather than having to consistently bring up the thing that always causes more disconnection.
Yes.
Where it's like, just love them where they are and talk about the things you do connect about. Bring up times you've had fun together.
Yes.
Like, fight to be like, hey, we may disagree in some areas, but let's focus on the areas we do agree on. Because every relationship is different. And luckily, we both had our own story of how we came to Christ, you know? Yeah. And so we have that luxury of both loving the Lord and we get to serve him together.
Together.
Not all siblings
have that. But there was a time when we didn't.
Yeah, there was a time when we didn't. But we would still have fun when we were together. Yes. We would do things that brought us life and we wouldn't focus on, well, Aaron doesn't know God right now, so I can't hang out with him.
Yeah, it was me. You just blasted me.
Sorry, I did blast you.
I would say too, as we're landing and ending, I'm kidding. One thing I think is really important though, and it's just coming to mind as you're sharing, but is the power in praying for your sibling.
Yes.
Because I think when I called you and I told you I had encountered God, one of the first things I will never forget, that you said to me was, I've been praying for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that you had. And then I think of when you went on tour. Mm-hmm. Like I took every day while you were on tour and I prayed for you and I prayed for your tour and I prayed for, and that's not something that I need to call or text you and say, hey, I'm praying for you. I just genuinely actually prayed for you. And so, you know, I know we've both done that for each other. And I would say that that is so big for siblings and probably so oftentimes underdone is that we don't often pray for our siblings. And so I would say pray for your sibling.
Okay. With that one little handlebar, another is I love that you said you prayed for me, not about me.
Oof.
And I think like most oftentimes my issue, like if there's an issue here,
we pray about our siblings.
Yeah. God, it's more on me.
Help them.
I want you to change to fit what I want you to do for me rather than actually like, God, like what in me is so upset that he's not doing this, that, or this, and actually finding in myself why I'm allowing discord or hate or resentment to come up about you, when it's like, oh, maybe there is something I need to actually talk to you about and ask for forgiveness or extend forgiveness. And other times, maybe I'm just being super bratty, you know, and selfish, and it is what it is, you know, like we're just, because we love God doesn't mean our relationship is perfect. We still have to, like we did it last week where we were like, oh, that was rough. Like that was so rough and I was so mad and it was awkward and it was tense. But what I love is that I know that I'm not the only one committed to staying friends.
Yes.
Like you're just as committed. And so,
because you're not just my sibling, you're my friend.
Yes. I want to be your friend more than I want a sibling.
Yeah.
You know, because then when we show up at Thanksgiving and Christmas, we're friends. We're not strangers.
Yeah.
And I want that for the rest of my life.
I want to end this session by praying for you. If you're watching and you're listening and you're thinking of your sibling as we're talking, Lord, I thank you for everyone who is watching this session, Lord, and they're thinking about a sibling. And maybe what they're thinking about with their sibling is, man, I don't have that. I don't have what they're talking about. I don't know that my sibling is committed to me or would choose me. And Lord, I just thank you that you are better at reconciling relationships than counselors, than us and our best strength, Lord, than steps 1, 2, and 3, Lord, of whatever plan. Lord, you are the best reconciler of relationships. And I just declare that you would supernaturally, Lord, touch siblings, Lord, that you would unify them, Lord, put siblings on each other's heart. Lord, cause them to pick up the phone and be intentional and say, I just was calling just to chat. And Lord, I just declare that these that are watching and these that are longing for connection with their sibling, they would see how big you are, Jesus, in relationships when it comes to their relationship with their sibling. So we bless you. We love you. Thank you for watching.
Yes.